This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This presentation is titled Glaucoma, Causes, Symptoms, and Treatment. Light rays enter the eye through the cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. Glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve. When damage to the optic nerve fibers occurs, blind spots develop. Blind spots usually go undetected until the optic nerve is significantly damaged. Glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness in the United States. Early detection and treatment are the keys to preventing vision loss from glaucoma. Clear liquid called aqueous humor circulates inside the front portion of the eye. To maintain a healthy level of pressure within the eye, a small amount of aqueous humor is produced constantly, while an equal amount flows out of the eye through a microscopic drainage system, the trabecular meshwork. With glaucoma, aqueous humor does not flow through the trabecular meshwork properly. Over time, eye pressure increases, damaging the optic nerve fibers. There are two main categories of glaucoma. Open-angle glaucoma is the most common form. Closed-angle glaucoma is a less common and more urgent form of glaucoma. Open-angle glaucoma is where the trabecular meshwork becomes less efficient at draining aqueous humor. Intraocular pressure, or IOP, builds up, which leads to damage of the optic nerve. In open-angle glaucoma, damage to the optic nerve occurs at different eye pressures among different patients. Typically, glaucoma has no symptoms in its early stages. In closed-angle glaucoma, the drainage angle of the trabecular meshwork becomes blocked by the iris, the colored part of the eye. IOP, or intraocular pressure, builds up very quickly. In closed-angle glaucoma, symptoms include severe eye or brow pain, redness of the eye, decreased or blurred vision. It must be treated as a medical emergency. See your ophthalmologist immediately. The risk factors for glaucoma include age, family history, elevated eye pressure, nearsightedness or farsightedness, African, Hispanic, or Asian ancestry, diabetes, previous eye injury, a thin cornea, and low blood pressure. Regular eye examinations by your ophthalmologist are the best way to detect glaucoma. Glaucoma screening that checks only eye pressure is not sufficient to detect glaucoma. What happens during an exam? Tonometry measures eye pressure. High tonometry reading is often one of the first signs of glaucoma. Gonioscopy inspects the drainage angle of aqueous humor. It allows the ophthalmologist to determine the type of glaucoma, whether it's open or closed angle. The next step in the eye exam is an optic nerve exam, in which ophthalmologist dilates your pupils to detect optic nerve damage. Subtle changes of the optic nerve reveal early signs of glaucoma. Imaging of the optic nerve and/or the nerve fiber layer is next. Special pictures may be taken to document the appearance of the optic nerve. You may get a visual field exam, testing for blank spots in your peripheral vision. Treatment for glaucoma depends on the specific type of glaucoma, the severity of the glaucoma, and how the glaucoma responds to treatment. Open-angle glaucoma can be treated with medication, eye drops being the most common. Other treatment options are laser trabeculoplasty or surgery. Laser trabeculoplasty stimulates the trabecular meshwork or drainage angle to function more efficiently. A surgical trabeculectomy creates a new drainage channel for the eye. The goal is to stabilize disease and prevent further damage or vision loss. It does not reverse damage to the optic nerve. and it is performed on an outpatient basis. Another surgical option is insertion of an aqueous shunt or seton. A small plastic tube drains fluid from the front of the eye to lower eye pressure. It's performed in eyes at high risk for failure with trabeculectomy. Another treatment used in closed-angle glaucoma is a laser iridotomy, which creates a small hole in the iris to improve flow of aqueous humor into the drainage angle. Glaucoma is controllable. Vision loss from glaucoma usually can be prevented if detected and treated early. If you're prescribed eye drops for glaucoma, you must take them regularly. If you're at risk for glaucoma, visit your ophthalmologist regularly. Adults with no signs or risk factors for eye disease should get a baseline eye disease screening at age 40, the time when early signs of disease may start to occur. Based on the screening, an ophthalmologist will prescribe the necessary intervals for follow-up exams. People at any age with symptoms of or at risk for eye disease, such as those with a family history of eye disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, should see an ophthalmologist to determine how frequently your eyes should be examined. This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.